We'll also have the winner in our sandwich showdown bracket. Will it be the BLT or will it be Clubhouse? Would like to see that.
What's in a clubhouse?
Hello?
Hello? I asked a question.
Who's, how?
What's in,
is this Kron?
How does this guy have access to the show whenever he wants?
Didn't touch the phone.
How do you, what do you, how do you get, do you
sort
just,
of a, some sort of a code?
Is there some sort of a bat phone in there that you just, you call and get on the air instantly? What is going on?
Well, it's an iPhone 6S.
Okay.
And right. It's got some tricky things up its sleeve.
Uh-huh.
I can do whatever I want with this bad boy.
Well,
can you be our engineer?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than Jeff.
Yes, I can.
All right.
Yes, of course I can.
Can you crawl under the millwork?
I can try.
Well, the clubhouse, just before we move on, obviously it's got your bacon, your lettuce, your tomato, but there's also some cheese in there. And then we're just going to call it poultry because there was some to me, I've known it to have turkey. Some people have said it's chicken. Either way, it's some it's some white bird meat that goes in there. So two very similar sandwiches, bread, and it's got an extra piece of bread in there. So it makes you feel like you're having more of a significant and substantial lunch. If you were to pick, what would you go with?
Oh, I'd go with the turkey club all day long.
Yeah.
All day long. I'm not a big fan of the BLT. There's really nothing in it. Just bacon, lettuce, tomato, and bread, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
But that's only
a pretty lazy sandwich to me.
A lazy sandwich. Okay.
Yeah, I like a ham and cheese
and
sandwich.
Stuck, that's my go-to. Get stuck in your jibs too much, eh?
Well, bacon's got to be soft. Can't be crunchy, right? That's the first step. You got to be able to taste the bacon. You don't want to have it stab you in the back of the throat because it does get sharp every once in a while if you forget to take it off the frying pan.
Sharp.
Sharp, sharp bacon.
Your ham, for what it's worth, the ham sandwich beat out the Denver in round one, but then fell to Montreal smoked meat handily in round two.
Yeah, you see, a ham and cheese is a nice sandwich, you know, when you're in a rush and you want something that tastes good. But the smoked meat, I mean, it takes a bit of time. It's delicious. And there's just a bit more love behind that sandwich, I think.
I do think
more effort.
Yeah, more craftsmanship to really stack the smoked meat. The BLT, here's their run. They beat turkey in round one. They downed the Reuben in round two, and then a huge win over the Montreal smoked meat. So I think maybe you're underselling the BLT, mister.
I really am, apparently. I mean, if I was just voting on all of these, the results would be quite a bit different, but I'm not. The BLT, I can't get behind. I just think it's, bacon shouldn't solve everything, right? I mean, it's delicious, don't get me wrong, but the bacon is blinding you to that sandwich.
Boy,
there's nothing else after it, right?
If there's anyone I thought would be touting and extolling the virtues of bacon, I thought it'd be you.
No.
There's one guy.
Despite contrary belief, I'm not much of a bacon guy. I do enjoy it, but it's not a go-to for me.
You're not much of a breakfast guy.
Bacon beside my eggs, you know, list goes on.
Are you a breakfast guy? Bill says you're not much of a breakfast guy.
And Bill would be correct. Theodore knows me, and he knows I don't like breakfast very much. I like a little coffee, maybe. Oh. That's about as far as I go.
Right.
I love that you did not let the Theodore name die down. I'm proud of you.
Well, I had to double back. I called you Bill, which is very nice, but then I realized that was not what I meant to say.
It's
out
too
loud,
nice.
And
yeah,
I just
really
stopped and said, called you Theodore. And that's
right.
Hope that's acceptable.
But now I feel like maybe is sweets. Like if there was some muffins and some donuts on the table, you might hammer into those for breakfast?
No, not at all, but I know I shouldn't say that. I'm a donut fan. I'm like an apple cinnamon type a donut guy. I remember one time in Dallas, I went to meet a couple boys at the pub after practice on a nice hot afternoon in October, and I brought a box of Dunkin' Donuts to sit on a picnic table at the bar, and they thought that was quite odd. I was like, well, you know, if you're not going to eat them, I will. Not really. Not trying to make friends here, just trying to look after myself here, guys.
So then, with that
I'm a
in mind,
guy.
Yeah,
pastry.
Do you enjoy the apple fritter?
Yeah, oh my God, yeah, that is literally. I mean, just looking at it makes my mouth water. And they're so soft and chewy, and just the way they're made too, the color of it, the glaze on it, the texture. And once again, I believe I said the flavor is just quite exquisite. And then there's a little treat in the center too, where you open it up, but it's got that apple cinnamon type of goo in it. that really just accentuates that whole donut.
Forgot how much of a visual character you are. You mentioned the outside of the Alpha Fitter. Your big thing on chocolate bars was the wrapper was not good. Mm-hmm. Certain bars, you know, what is it about the visual aspect of foods that really, really get you?
Well, because, you know, after it's gone, it's like it tastes good, but then it goes away. What is everlasting is the sight of the food on the plate. I look at that and I'm like, my God, that is absolutely delicious. Right. It's perfectly prepared. It's amazing.
Okay.
Perfect feel.
Now, I saw on your Twitter account you were behind the wheel. The Silver Fox was in the captain's chair. Where I kind of forgot. Now, are you back home in Manitoba?
Yeah, I packed the family up, the two dogs up. And we hopped in the truck last Thursday and then booked her down to Winkler, Manitoba. It was quite a trip. Quite a trip.
Oh, you must have loved having those pups on that trip, eh?
Well, in that picture, ride. There's more to that picture. I cut the dog out. He was standing up on his hind legs. People might think that's cute, standing behind the console, looking out the window, pretending like he's driving. But I made sure I cut him out.
Come on.
And then also, I did cut out the speed at which I was driving. So it just looked like it was just my hair driving through the prairies, heading east on Highway 1, thinking about my life.
You then... you were complimenting yourself on your sick flow, which
I've never had it before.
The length of hair that you have now.
Yes.
Now, I've said this. You should go for the full slick back. You, like Brian Burke adopted it. I think that this is something you need to embrace.
Well, you know what? I did that when I got home too. It's humid here. My hair does funny things now because it's long and greasy. And so I did slide a comb through it, and I peeled it right back. And I'm going to be updating my Twitter here probably when I get back at the end of the week with that slick back look. I could peel it back, and it stayed there. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you can peel it back and it falls out. It's heavy enough now where you just rip a comb through there, and it's just peeled right back like a Mike Keenan type look. It's amazing.
Yeah, Mike Keenan went with that early. He's had kind of a slick back thing. It's you know what it is? It's sophisticated, which certainly fits you.
And intimidating, right? I mean, you see a guy like that, you know, he's no BS. He's all business. He does not tolerate insubordination. He does not tolerate stupidity. He's on it all the time. And that's me.
And I'll say this, it is very silver.
Oh my God! Is it ever?
I
was shocked.
It's not like it's because it's gray. The hair isn't white. It's more of a silvery. You truly are a silver fox.
Yeah, you know, and I've heard that a couple times too. Yeah. You know, I just can't stare at the back of my own head. Some days I wish I could, but I've been told it's quite silvery. It's quite full and thick. And why not embrace it, right? I mean, I'm thinking. Like I've said on the show a couple times. I'd like to dye jet black a point or two, just to kind of, you know, surprise a few people walking down the plus 15s or driving my car down the road, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But just to give them a little bit of a shock.
That's
but
your Seagal impressed. Thing, though. You want to look like Steven Seagal.
Yeah,
is what it comes down
and
to.
I'm gonna get my little karate outfit and sandals. All right. And I'm gonna get my glasses and slick my hair back.
He's Brent Cron. He's joining us here this morning via the Brent Cron hotline. You're in Manitoba. You got there Thursday. So walk us through the past few days. I like that. I think I've probably contributed to it. I think a lot of people really feel like you're in the backwoods on a horse and wagon with no electricity or radio or television. Like you're churning butter nonstop.
I know. You know what? And you'd ask anybody else who's like from around this area that's not from Winkler, but more than 7 minutes over, Carmen, Altona, small little towns too that chirp my hometown nonstop, that they just say that's exactly how it is as well, right? It's a common chirp that we get as Winklerites. We go into the city, play against the city boys, get chirped about all that stuff too. You take your combine in and, you know, a horse and buggy and all that kind of stuff, and that just fueled the fire, just fanned the flames. That's all it did for my motivation. But
so what have you been doing?
Well, what I've been up to is a whole lot of nothing, really. Got in Thursday night. I saw that there was my father had a nice big picture of Mason Raymond when I walked down the stairs saying, hey, thanks, Robert, for everything, for being a good fan. And I thought that was a bit of a stretch. Then I saw a couple pictures of Dustin Penner downstairs. holding the Stanley Cup, which is quite remarkable. Eric Fair, another hometown kid, you know, and then I'm just searching for myself, and I'm there somewhere. It was an old Hitman thing, and that's pretty much all I got. Friday, took her easy. Went for a bit of a drive. Went to go see my grandfather, who's quite old and quite the wheel in town. So I went to go and chat in with him. And what else did we do? Really had a, we had, it's been hot outside. We've been swimming in the backyard, a blow-up pool. Not a whole bunch of, Sunday, or going for cruises, though, downtown is a very popular thing in this town, too, as you know, Boom.
Uh-huh.
Just driving your vehicle down Main Street and having drag races and that kind of stuff. It's really, really cool. Showed my kids where I went to high school. They couldn't believe how small it was. Went to a Walmart. We have a Walmart here, eh? Did you know that? Went grocery shopping at a Walmart.
Oh,
blew me away.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a big deal. And it had electricity and it had music playing and it had air conditioning in it. So we are advancing. And then, of course, made a giant stop at Winkler's one and only liquor store that I got 5 years ago and basically bought them out of booze. And it's been pretty much my trip.
Well, I was going to ask, how much booze did you load for the Manitoba stay?
Oh my goodness. There was probably a high three number in it when I wheeled into the liquor mart, and people are looking at you like, what the hell is the matter with you? Right. I mean, yeah. I was buying booze like I was going to a bunker for the rest of my life. I'm not sure how much longer I can get through this, but, I'm coping. I'm coping here. I'm doing right. Okay. My mom went to go buy my dad a pair of jean shorts and she thought that I might want a pair too. I kindly just declined that offer.
You didn't get it.
Some jean shorts.
Your mom was going to get you some jorts, and you declined. That's terrible.
Look,
you'd look great. I would love to see the silver fox in some jorts,
in some painted on jean shorts.
Oh yeah,
and a white T-shirt with cigarettes rolled up in my sleeve. Like I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. I don't have a body for jean shorts. I really don't. It's not a good look for me.
Well, what do you have the body for? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you got me.
You just
you
go
got
with
me
it.
There. Maybe sweatpants and a muscle shirt.
So tell us about Grandpa. What's his name and why is he a wheel, as you put it? Because when, in a small town, you have, the old boys can have some swagger.
Yeah, his name's George Dietrich Clausen. He's been around this earth for a very long time. He, as well as a silver fox, that's where I get it from.
What is his name? One more time.
George Dietrich Clausen.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
The first.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
GDK for short, for those who know him. That's what it says on his little motorized cart. It's GDK when he cruises around town.
Uh-huh.
Breaking necks in town, too, right? That's what he does.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Seniors home, crushing it. No big deal. He ran the furniture store in town, started it from scratch, and then carried on his little business, antique business.
How old are we talking here?
Oh, like 90 plus. I've lost track, but he's 90 plus. Doesn't have his teeth. He's got to take them out, right? I mean, after a while, your teeth fall out, I think, don't they?
I think
he's
so, gotta, yeah. If you don't take care of them.
Gyms.
Yeah. So what? Yeah. So you went when he sees you and you get together. What's the conversation like? Where? How do you? The first 10 minutes of catching up. How
well,
does
he
that
just
go?
Pumped that I'm a salesman. He really is. You know, all the years I played hockey, he thought it was pretty cool. But the second I became a salesman is when our relationship really took off. Because then he could teach me everything that he knew, and we just talk work. We talk oil. We talk. But the conversation now is about 4 minutes and 30 seconds, two of which he does not really listen, right? He just nods his head. So that's kind of where we're at with that. But the big guy, it's all work, all the time, how to make money, wheeling and dealing. Sharp man.
Mm-hmm. Did you tell him that you're now a radio star, that you've become a bit of a big deal?
Bit of a wheel,
yeah.
If you will. No, well, he knows that. He just kind of bypasses. I'm like, hey, you know, Grandpa, you know I'm on the radio now, right? Every once in a while, you know that. You know,
yeah.
You've been paying attention. You've been listening.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, nothing. He gives me the old, yeah. Anyway, carry on. What is the radio, really? Except he just wants news. He wants traffic updates, weather, and the news. That's all he needs, right? Paul Harvey.
So what are the kids doing? Because I wonder, you take kids back home, and there's not a whole lot to do. There's not as much to do in small towns.
No, there's not. Taking the 15-year-old driving out, doing some country driving.
Yeah.
Got to get that. That's like a rite of passage. Got the BB guns. We're going target shooting in the well, not the backyard, but just a little outside of town. Been on the garage roof. When I was a kid growing up, we have a flat garage roof. And we get those water balloon launchers. We fill them with water balloons. And we'd wait for cars to come by and hammer the cars. And I was just kind of walking my kids through the steps of how that all came to be at night and kind of where my hiding spots were. A little bit of gardening. My parents are big gardeners. So they're teaching my kids how to basically survive without a grocery store. And just outside all the time. Went for dinner the other day, got some ice cream, went for a walk. Like I said, we have the dogs here too, so you got to look after them. But it's like a camping trip of the house in a big yard. That's all we're up to.
So are you well equipped for this sort of lifestyle? Because you've lived in a city for a chunk of your life now. Would you be able to go back? If the floor fell out, would you be able to move back to Winkler, work, do some work in the furniture store, something like that?
You know what? I don't think so, Dean. I want to say yes, I could. If I had to adapt to it, I could. But I couldn't do it. I need to be kept busy. As we all know, I get in trouble if I get bored. The city keeps me busy. Lots to do. We got the mountains right there.
The mountains right there. How often do you go to the mountains?
Once a summer.
Yeah.
That's about it. And I look at them through my window, and that's about as far as I go.
Right. Yeah.
But, it's a city. There's the stuff to do. Here, you can only walk around town so much. You can only nod your head to the same people so much. And, everybody, it's a small town. You got to say hi to everybody, which, once again, is a bit of a pet peeve of mine. And I wore, like, sunglasses and a hat pulled over my eyes when I went into the Walmart expecting throngs of people to hoard me as I'm trying to shop for a t-shirt and potentially some groceries. I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to stop and make small talk, the old stop and chat.
Do people recognize you? It's like, oh, there's, remember?
No chance.
Dean, I think I've changed a lot since last time they've seen me, really. I mean, just physiologically looking at me from top to bottom. They look at me now like they got Scrabble face, like there's seven Zs in front of them and they're trying to make a word. And they're like, I know that guy from somewhere. Who could that be, Brent? Could that be him? We don't know.
His
face is a bit bigger than what it was, right? And so I can have a little bit of anonymity by just being myself now.
Yeah, unlike Calgary, where it's just a barrage of people.
Well, it's a totally different animal, right?
I mean, legions of fans, yeah.
And I can't leave my house and I can't go camping without somebody stopping me or taking a picture of my trailer or, walk down the plus 15 and have somebody shout at me, whether nice or whether it be mean. I really can't move. It's nice to have a bit of reprievement 12 hours east of Calgary.
Reprievement? Now, about the Mason Raymond autograph photo that your dad has.
Yeah.
Is there a story behind that?
Well, not much of one. I do believe that Mason's got some ties to Brandon in a car dealership, and my cousin works at that very same car dealership. So I believe Mason had popped through there one day, and I believe my old man was there, and I had a chat with him. Because my dad's a diehard Leafs fan, and it's sad and disappointing and whatnot. I won't get into it too deep, but he's got that bad boy posted slapped right up on the wall above the 1974 pine wood trimmings that comes three quarters up from the ground. And
Jay had notice it looked like you had kind of faux wood paneling on faux wood paneling.
Yeah, that's exactly it is wood material, wood looking material. Not sure exactly what it could be. I'm sure it'd start on fire real fast, but that's kind of what the basement looks like. It's a very it's low ceiling basement.
Yeah, you can see how high are the ceilings again?
Five foot
ceilings.
I smash my head on it nonstop. Like, it is not even fun. I stand up and crush the ceiling. I go up the stairs and have to crawl for the first five or six steps to get up. Even my 9-year-old son's got difficulty going up and down the stairs due to the vent in the house. It comes down quite low as well. It's an old school house, boys. She's a beauty.
How's the cooking? I'm always curious because some people, they have the moms who are great cooks, or sometimes you go home and it's, I need to stop at the grocery store and get some
food. Kron's mom used to put ketchup on pizza.
I know.
So I'd imagine the chef.
I think she was even disgusted too, but we've had some roll cooking, which is delicious.
Stop. What?
Roll cooking. It's some kind of like doughy thing that you eat with like sugar and syrup if you want. It's like a Mennonite dish.
Roll Kuchen? How am I going to find that?
Oh, I can send it. I'll send it to you, and then you can have a look at it. Then you can look at it. It comes by many different names and many different.
Okay, I see it. It looks, yeah, it kind of looks like it's just deep fried dough.
That's all it is.
Okay,
yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, with a little bit of icing sugar, and you're good to go. Uh-huh. Diabetes is down the road for you.
Roll Kuchen, there it is.
Yeah, you say it quite nicely too.
Yeah, thanks.
Roll Kuchen.
So
you roll yours.
So when are you coming back? When are you coming back home? What's happening?
Well, I'll be back Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday or Thursday, but I haven't quite decided yet. But I'm going to spend a couple extra days here, just farting around. Maybe head into the big city of Winnipeg.
Wow.
Go for a gallivant around that town too. And too bad there's no hockey on.
Yeah, there's no hockey.
Yeah, or sports.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate the update.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for letting me steal a little bit of the show.
Yeah, no,
just
it was
calling in and just started talking. I appreciate that.
It was great. You're a good boy. Good to talk to you.
Best. See you, boys.
Bye now.